Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Last week, Chincoteague National Wildlife Refuge announced the annual roundup would not be open to the public, so people wouldn't be tempted to congregate at the corrals. Denise Bowden is spokeswoman for the Chincoteague Volunteer Fire Department, which owns the herd of 160 ponies that live at the refuge. She said they had already been asking people to stay home.
You know, we're really asking for the crowds not to come, and we're really hoping that they will do the right thing and not come.
This year's health checks are particularly important, as veterinarians are carefully monitoring the ponies to see if an experimental vaccine administered throughout last year is working. During the last 3 years, 8 wild ponies, all mares, had to be put down after suffering from a painful disease known as swamp cancer.
Knock on wood, counting our blessings, so far it seems to be doing really well. Now, we didn't have an extremely wet, rainy end of summer last year. So I'm thinking between that and the vaccine that, you know, we're on the right path here.
Pythium, the microorganism that causes swamp cancer, can be found all over the world, thriving in tropical and subtropical regions like the Gulf Coast. It's a disease of plants, too, and similar to the organism that caused the potato blight in Ireland in the 1800s. With climate change, it's moving north. Richard Hansen is a research veterinarian whose small Oklahoma-based company created treatments and the vaccine.
To me, the April 1 is a pivotal time in the health of these animals. You're boosting their immunity just before the season when they might be exposed to a lot of things. So we're cautiously optimistic that we're helping these herds.
Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Hansen won't be traveling to this roundup. And 2 scientists who've been studying the organism at the refuge had to put their work on hold because their universities, like others, closed down as a precaution. The town of Chincoteague closed visitor accommodations like hotels, B&Bs, and restaurants in late March. Fortunately, the local veterinarian will be conducting the vaccinations and health checks as he always does. The volunteer fire department is also limiting participation of the saltwater cowboys who round up the ponies for their checkup. They will target about a dozen ponies that have yet to be inoculated. 5 foals were born over the winter, and more are on the way.
We're going to have a very slim crew. Obviously because of the COVID-19, but we'll get it done. We've had to do this before with some other circumstances.
And there's one more update from the refuge, straight from the horse's mouth. Besides supplemental food, ponies like to tear up and munch on refuge grasses all day long. Overgrazing is a problem, says Wildlife Refuge biologist Kevin Holcomb.
The way they would, you know, pick the grass from the marshes. They'll go right down to very, very small stubble.
So in February, a small team of AmeriCorps students replaced the old barbed wire fencing to allow grass to grow back, especially along the refuge shorelines that are eroding. And it will prevent accidental cuts to ponies, an entryway for that deadly microorganism.
I'm tickled to death that we're removing as much barbed wire as possible over there. What they used back in the old days, they had no idea what trouble it could cause in today's light.
From Chincoteague National Wildlife Refuge, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.